Welcome to Radically Rewired, the show where I fuse science and spirituality to give tangible tips to feel more confident, get more clarity, and live your most authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Nicole Novoselsky, a former 9-to-5 desk job gal turned traveling entrepreneur, energy healer, and brain hacking yogi. This podcast is all about how to stop going through the motions and make the most of your human experience here on this earth. So let's learn how to get radically rewired. Reporting live from Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. In today's episode, we're going to talk all about my experience leaving corporate America, traveling the world, and starting my own business. I've learned many lessons from this experience, so I want to deep dive into the mindset shift it took to leave and go after my dreams. If you're at a point in your life where you're feeling stuck, unsure of which direction to go forward, then this episode is for you. This episode will be jam-packed with brain hacking goodies and perspective shifting insights, so strap on in and let's get to it. I've worked many different jobs in my life, starting from a young age. In high school, I was a hostess, a waitress, and a camp counselor. And then I graduated from my university a year early and got a job as a program director at a community center in my college town. So why am I telling you this? I want to lay the foundation so that you understand my work experience, because maybe you're also in the same boat. I'm going to tell you the journey of what exactly I did and how I got out of corporate America, going from 9-to-5 to 9-to-thrive. I know that is so cliche, but it's very true. There were actually only 3 employees at the community center I was working at, and I took on a ton of the strategic planning and creative work without a ton of support. And it was deeply fulfilling, but after about a year and a half and raising $237,000 for the small center, I was burnt out from growing this center because it felt like it all rested on my shoulders with minimal pay. So maybe you can relate, where you feel like you're doing incredible work and you're doing a lot of work, and maybe it is deeply fulfilling, but for some reason you're like, why aren't I happy? That's how I felt, and maybe you feel that way too. I could feel myself craving a supportive team, more structure, more money, so I got more and more curious about what corporate life would be like. To the organized Virgo in me, corporate sounded like music to my ears. Plus, I really wanted to fulfill my business girl fantasy of working in a concrete jungle like Chicago. So I moved to Chicago, got a corporate job, landed my own apartment with 2 of my besties, and was living out my dream life. Check, check, check. Everything on paper looked amazing. And so I thought that this was the key to fulfillment, that this was my golden ticket. But it wasn't. Of course, or else we wouldn't have a story here. Soulful saga time. I'm framing my situation for you because I hope you can either resonate with the full story or even just parts of it. And at the end, of course, I'll wrap it all together and sum up all the lessons that this journey taught me. So buckle on up. We're in for the ride. So transitioning out of college, I tried my hardest to make this period the best it could be. I went to happy hours with coworkers. I planned events with my friends. I worked a side job at a fitness studio to get a free membership. I enrolled in writing and improv classes. I went on so many dates to cool bars all over the city. So as you can see, on paper, my life seemed perfect. I was doing everything I thought I wanted to be doing. Yet for some reason, I was miserable. Why? Why was this? Well, partially, it was because I hated my job. I felt trapped with the constant stress of having to prove I was working on projects 8 hours a day. And I think part of it was the company, but another part of it was internally this need to have to prove, this need to get validation externally. I could have detached and just gone to work, gotten the paycheck, and gone on my merry way, but I couldn't do that at that time. I also found it really difficult to enjoy the work I was doing. I hated how my life revolved around this job, and there was a pressure to put on a professional mask every day, which made me feel like I was losing my true, authentic self. The straw that broke the camel's back was when I gave my all to this company. I was answering phone calls and emails at 9 p.m. and I was bending over backwards to pick up extra work from colleagues who were drowning and needed an extra hand, only to have things be misconstrued and turned against me. Dun, dun, dun. It all started when I auditioned to be in a sketch comedy show. Why do I feel like all of my stories start like that? Where I'm like, it all started with improv class. It all started with my sketch comedy show. Something about it, hey? But I got accepted to perform 3 late night sketch comedy shows, which I was so excited about because I had been doing these writing classes and I was so excited to finally be on stage and get to write a show and perform it. Almost immediately after accepting this gig, my company wanted to last minute send me to an event that was a flight away, and they wanted to send me really early in the morning, the day after my second show. The thing is, the show that I was doing, we got put like the late hour, like this is amateur hour, like 10 p.m., 11 p.m. And so I would be tired from doing my show, but I said, you know what, I'll do it. But just to let you know, I'm probably going to be tired from my sketch comedy show that I have previously committed to because you told me that I did not have to go to this event. And they said it's totally fine and I can sleep it off in the off time. Newsflash, it was not totally fine. I don't know if you've ever had this where you've had something blow up at work and you've just been pedaling through and maybe you've been keeping going because you're like, oh, it's paying the bills. You don't have to stay somewhere that doesn't value you and that you don't feel like your best self, okay? So when I arrived, I was on my game. I made sure everything was going smoothly. I was good at my job. So when my team asked me how I was, I candidly told them, yeah, everything's great. I'm so excited to be here. I'm just a little exhausted from the night before. I was out late and the travel. And I had thought that they had known about the sketch comedy show, but the comment had gotten misconstrued. Of course, of course. And someone on my team had thought I'd been up drinking the whole night and partying, which is really funny to me because I take my work very seriously and I barely drank alcohol. If only they had known, right? So word got around and my boss called me into the office when I came back from the event and she told me I have to watch what I say and do in this corporate setting so that nothing gets misconstrued, which is fair. I mean, that's a fair statement, but that hit me like a dagger in the heart, twisting my own little poor heart because I was like, I don't want to wear a mask. I don't want to keep hiding my emotions anymore. So I cried in a quiet room to my best friends at work. And I said, I just want to be my authentic self. I don't want to have to watch what I say and watch what I do. I want to be free. And so I tell you this story because you might have had a moment where you were like, I don't feel like I can be my fullest authentic self in something that is taking up a majority of my time and the majority of my world. I didn't know what to do. And maybe you don't know what to do. You're like, okay, I don't want to be here, but I don't know what other options I have. And that's why I'm making this episode, okay? And so I'm so glad you're here listening because, ooh, I feel you. I feel you so hard. My world was small. I felt like I had 2 options. I could stay in the corporate world because that was all I had known and that's what all of my friends were doing. Or I could go wait tables like I was used to in high school. And so I felt trapped, stuck. How the heck am I going to pull myself out of this world? I don't want to do either. And maybe you can relate to this feeling of feeling stuck, not knowing any way forward. But I want you to know that when we feel stuck, it's because our worlds are about to expand, but we don't know how to get there. But of course we don't know how to get there because this path hasn't been laid out for us before. Right before you're about to expand, there's gonna be this like weird growing pains, tension situation. So what do you do? tune inward. How to do that is just quieting the mind, starting to breathe in through the nose, fill the belly with air. Really listen to what's going on. I felt a tiny pull from my intuition to leave. I didn't know where, but I was like, okay, you gotta get out. You gotta get out of this environment and maybe travel the world. And I was really disconnected to my body. So when I'm telling you to tune inward to your body, you don't necessarily need to know, like, my small intestine is doing this small ping or my calf muscle is doing this. It's more just like, what's going on internally? If you quiet all of the noise from everyone else, from the environment around you, you start to really tune into what ideas make you excited. What ideas do you dread? And then can you lean into the ideas that make you excited? When I thought about traveling the world, I got so pumped. But I was so nervous. I'm like, oh, well, there's no way I could actually do that. My ego was like, ha, 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 funny. Funny, funny. That's utterly insane. You're not going to do that. What about making money and climbing up this corporate ladder? But then I remembered how I studied abroad in Spain, in Seville. Oh, my whole heart. I love Seville, Spain. I have a whole host family there. I loved immersing myself in new cultures, meeting new people, seeing different perspectives. Oh, my soul was just lit on fire during that semester. And in my heart of hearts, I knew that this corporate life wasn't for me, but my conditioning was strong and persistent. I kept questioning and questioning, but what could I possibly do to make money while also following this urge to travel? How the heck do I know the right path to take? Is this my intuition or is this pure lunacy? Have I lost it? Am I having a quarter life crisis? That's what I would ask myself. And so in my small bubble, I thought my life's only options, of course, were to work 9 to 5 or go back to waiting tables. Yet when we tuned in, and by we, I mean me, I've always been drawn to being a teacher. A light bulb went off when I tuned in to how much I really love being a teacher. I had known a few people who were English teachers in Thailand. I've never been to Asia. I've never been to that side of the world. I would love to go and teach English there. Something about the idea just lit up my whole body, like a full body F yes. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go travel and teach and see if I want to come back and maybe I'll get my master's degree to teach in the US. A little break from this corporate culture. This became my new dream. The plan quickly started to shape up. This is what's so interesting. And if there's anything you take from this, there's going to be a lot that you'll take from this. I'm going to go into the lessons. But if there's anything you take from this right now, it's that once you make a plan and once you make that decision to leap and do something different, things start to snowball and shape up for you. When you follow your excitement, ooh, things just start to come, opportunities, people you've never even met come out of the woodwork. All of these things just start to happen so that this can go forward. And I think it's Paulo Coelho in The Alchemist that says, when we want something, the whole universe conspires to help us achieve it. And it's so true. This is exactly what happened to me. So the plan quickly fell into place. I got my teaching English as a second language certification. I started volunteering, teaching English at a Spanish school after work. I'd always wanted to get my yoga certification, but I could never take 3 weeks off of work. Side eye to the minimal paid time off certain companies give to their employees in the US. Again, another topic for another time. But I had met a yoga teacher who told me all about her training and how I should totally go do it. And so I looked into it and I was like, oh my gosh, okay, I can go take a yoga training in Bali, Indonesia, before I go to Thailand. It was like working out. And my ego was silently getting squashed. And I started to think to myself, well, maybe this could actually work. Maybe I'm not absurdly crazy. So I was so psyched to quit my job, but also completely paralyzed with fear. I feel like you probably could relate to this, right? Like, how many times do we get so excited about a situation and then the ego comes in and then fear and then reality sets in and we're like, come on, that's not realistic. But in that moment, fear was saying, I know I'm miserable now, but what if I'm even more miserable if I leave? What if I make no money and I'm stuck all the way across the world alone? What if I'm lonely? What if I'm sabotaging my career? What if I hate teaching and then everyone will laugh at me for quitting? and I'll have to come home with my tail between my legs as a big failure. I say these questions because I had thought them at once, and maybe you're thinking them too. I confided to my sister and my best friend about my work woes and my fear. I vividly remember them saying, "Nicole, you're not a tree. You're never stuck. If you hate your next situation, you can change it. You can come home. You can find a new job. If you're lonely, you can make an effort to meet people abroad. You can literally do whatever your heart desires." And that's a piece of advice I take with me in every situation, and I want to pass it on to you. If you're feeling called to do something new, do it. And when fear wants to hold you back, remind yourself that you're never stuck. You have the liberty to change your situation at any given point. It takes courage and it takes trust within yourself that you can handle anything that comes your way. But instead of getting so caught up in the future what ifs that haven't even happened yet, can you come back to the present? Can you reverse the negatives to, what if it actually goes way better than I planned? What if I quit my job and I find a job that actually values me? And they have remote work, and so I can go travel. Or, you know, I go into the office 3 times a week and they have an amazing team. Or all of this goes way better than I plan. Or what if I stay open and allow for the situation to unfold and learn the lessons I need to learn? What if I find the peace and contentment that I'm looking for? This is a mindset that can also be really scary if we're not accustomed to actually being happy and having things work out for us. So in summary, I knew I needed to leave corporate because my heart wasn't in it. It wasn't aligned with my deepest values, missions, and passions. There was this deep ping in my gut that something else was out there for me. And when I scraped past the fear, the path started to clearly shape up for me. So if any part of my story resonates with you, I would be thrilled to connect with you. Feel free to send me an email or DM me on social media with your story, your questions, or simply if you want to connect. I am so open to connecting with you. I would absolutely love that. My email and social media links are in the description. And if you're not currently loving your job or your business or whatever side hustle you're doing, I want to give you some mindset tips that have helped shift things for me. So let's get into the next segment called Transformation Tactics. I swear, I'm going to just keep singing all these. Here are 4 of my top tips to get unstuck and start on your path to finding more joy, fulfillment, and peace in your life. If you're hating your job or the current state of your business, there are ways to actually make it better without changing careers. So my first tip is, ask yourself, how can I show up with a different energy at work? Think about how you want to feel and how you want to interact with your tasks, with your colleagues. Visualize it, and then ask, how can you step more into that energy? So for example, I was able to switch my perspective in my job before I left. And I found some gratitude that this job was paying the bills while I figured out what else I wanted to do with my life. And I started to look for the joy during my days and letting go of the anxiety that I had to do a task perfectly. I would email my colleagues in a brighter tone, which had them respond to me more positively. I started to detach from the outcome, which was huge. I started to actually take lunch breaks with my friends and feel fulfilled. Instead of completely quitting cold turkey, can you shift your perspective and show up in this brighter energy? Because you impact your environment and your environment impacts you. So how can you impact the environment a little bit brighter, a little bit lighter by showing up and really taking an interest in your colleagues, really sending out emails with that bright, happy tone, right? It sounds silly, but just try it and notice how it changes things for you. My second tip, after you make your current situation more bearable, is to dive into your own personal values and orient yourself in the direction of wherever your highest excitement is. If this immediately puts you into a panic, do not worry, because I've created a free mini course for all of my listeners called Propel to Productivity to help you break mindset barriers, explore your values and goals, and create an action plan to take the first step to your most aligned goal. To access this free mini course, you can click the link in the description to start creating a new life for yourself today. So when your goals and values align and you follow your highest excitement, you start to become a magnet to invigorating opportunities. You take one step in the direction of what excites you and the rest snowballs. I'm exhibit A. I never thought I'd be traveling the world full time and teaching yoga, but I followed that excitement and here's where it led me. I'm currently in Guatemala reporting live. Transformation tactic number tres. Something that is super important to remember is that you don't know what you don't know. When you're immersed in your own little bubble and world, it's so easy to believe that you're stuck where you are. And I'm here to remind you that you're never stuck. There are infinite possibilities and ways to go about creating a new life. My world was small. I thought there was only corporate and waiting tables. So after quitting my job, I quickly found out that there are limitless opportunities. I was freelancing, doing website design, copywriting, video editing, search engine optimization, social media management, creating content for brands, teaching yoga, hosting energy healing sessions and workshops, and coaching different clients. I've met numerous people doing fantastic and fascinating jobs. There's something out there for everyone. I want you to trust that when you make a change, you will be supported. Welcome and acknowledge the fear and still keep charging forward. Before I left, I went to go see a psychic for my sister's birthday, and she said to me, she was like, "Leap and the net will appear." And so I give that to you. Leap and the net will most definitely appear, if you can trust that the net will appear, okay? Lastly, transformation tactic number four, allow for things to flow. My 5-year plan was to teach English in Thailand, then South Korea, then come back to the U.S., get my master's, and then be a teacher in Denver. None of those things happened. Instead, what unraveled was an incredible journey of self-discovery and starting my own brain hacking coaching business while traveling the world. My wildest dreams would have never come up with this. So yes, have a North Star and a direction you're going, but loosen your grasp of the goal to allow for magic to happen. I hope these transformation tactics were helpful. I'd love to hear how you're going to implement them in your life. As we know, I love science, so let me explain the science behind being stuck. And it might resonate with you in a different way. So let's get scientific in our next segment called Neuro Nugget. Do. Our brains prefer the comfort of familiar routines, often holding us back from taking bold steps toward a more fulfilling life. But why? What's happening inside there that's actually keeping us stuck? Introducing the amygdala. At the heart of this resistance is a small almond-shaped structure in the brain called the amygdala. The amygdala is like our brain's security guard, constantly assessing the environment for potential threats. When faced with change, even positive change, the amygdala can perceive it as a threat to our comfort zone. So it triggers feelings of anxiety, of unease, making us second guess our decisions. So why does this happen? Because our brain is wired for survival. And ultimately, the amygdala is just the detective trying to look for any danger that would threaten your survival. So it's just trying to keep you alive. But if you're here, well, hello, you've survived 100% of your days. Therefore, the amygdala in the brain is like, wow, great, look at us surviving. I'm doing a damn good job. Let's keep doing what we're doing. But consciously, you're like, well, yeah, I'm surviving, but I want to be thriving. And amygdala is like, cool. I don't really give a shit if you're thriving. I just care if you're alive, which is great. But we want to be fully living, not just going through the motions of life. So, what can you do? Dun, 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 dun. Our next segment, Brain Hack of the Day. Brain Hack of the Day. Today's brain hack is a powerful tool to overcome the amygdala's resistance and embrace change with grace and ease. So now, as we know, the brain is wired to keep us alive and doesn't accept straying from your current path very easily. But if you flood the brain with success stories about people living a similar life to what you want to do, and that they're alive and well and surviving, your amygdala will grasp that you can also safely and easily do that too. So you shift your perception of change from a threat to an opportunity. Here's how to do it. One, choose your role model. Start by identifying someone whose life resonates with you. I mean, you can start with me, or maybe it could be a cooking influencer, a travel vlogger, a TEDx speaker, a CEO of some company, or a successful solopreneur. The key is to pick someone whose journey inspires you. Then, step two, research their story. Read articles, watch interviews, follow their social media, or cough, cough, listen to their podcast. Hello, hi, welcome. Learn about their challenges, their setbacks, and how they overcame them. Discover their mindset, strategies, and the steps they took to achieve their goals. You're already doing it with me, aka your brain is already starting to see that there are more opportunities in the world than just your current life situation. So today's task is basically to keep doing what you're doing and researching with intention into the lives of people you are inspired by to train the brain that it's possible. So the third thing is then identify actionable steps you can take to move closer to your desired life. So it's one thing to do all the research, yay, 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 but then you can just stay there forever and not actually make any change. So of course, this next step is, what's the first action step you can change? It might be learning a new skill, networking, changing your daily habits. The key is to apply the insights you've gained from your role model's journey and into your own life. Repeated exposure to your role model's success will reinforce the idea that you too can achieve remarkable things. Repetition is essential for creating lasting change in the brain. So perhaps it's declaring now that you'll keep listening to this podcast, yay, to continue getting inspired, or following a different person on social media to stay up to date on their story, or hanging up in your room articles about people who have done what you want to do. By immersing yourself in the success stories of those who inspire you, you're actively reprogramming your amygdala. Over time, the brain is going to perceive this change as an exciting opportunity instead of danger, danger. So the next time that your amygdala is like, yo, abort this mission, this is dangerous, remember that you have the power to rewrite the narrative. Flood your brain with the success stories and watch your journey transform from survival mode to the thriving adventure. Fulfillment fast track. We covered a lot in a short amount of time, so let's quickly recap it so you have a nice digestible takeaway and action steps after you listen. Unaligned job and self-fulfillment. I found myself in a corporate job that didn't align with my values and passion. So if you're unhappy in your current job, take a step back and evaluate whether it aligns with your passions, mission, and values. And if you're unsure of what your values and missions are, again, I created my free Propel to Productivity mini course to help you figure those out. You can find the link in the description to launch to your most aligned goals. Next thing, many opportunities await. I realize that there are countless opportunities beyond what we can initially see. When you're feeling stuck, remember that you don't know what you don't know. There's a vast world of possibilities and fulfillment waiting for you. Number three, have a loose plan. Instead of grasping so hard to a specific goal and outcome, embrace the idea of letting life unfold. How can you allow more opportunities to flow and trust the process a bit more? Four, embrace change. You are not a tree. You are never stuck, and you have the power to change your situation at any given time. Whenever you feel trapped, remind yourself that you are not a tree and you can always choose a different path. Five, overcoming the amygdala's preference for the comfort zone. Flood your mind with success stories from people whose lives you want to emulate to shift your perspective of viewing change as a threat and that it's impossible to absolutely live a different life to seeing it as, wow, actually, I could probably do that too. This is an exciting opportunity for me. So these tips will help you fast track your journey to fulfillment. Yay! Thank you so much for joining me on Radically Rewired today. It is a pleasure to have you listening to my stories and my tips to really help you on this journey of exploration and self-discovery. So hit that subscribe button and sign up for my newsletter in the description to get notified about my newest episodes. I'm so grateful that you're here taking another step toward living a life that feels extraordinary. I can't wait to see you in the next episode. This episode was made possible by the generous support of my sponsor, Amplify Your Voice. Head over to the description for all the resources and explore the depths of this episode. Each episode of Radically Rewired is a step toward getting off autopilot and soaring toward your dreams. Let's continue this transformative journey together, my friends. Until next time, keep rewiring, keep thriving, and keep shining.